Hello, everyone. So plastic mulch films are very commonly used in agriculture for fruit and vegetable production, as they repress weeds and they moderate soil temperature and moisture. However, polyethylene, which is the most commonly used plastic mulch, is not readily biodegradable, and its long-term fate in the soil is often unknown. The picture here on the left shows a pile of black plastic which has been dumped in the field, and typically these end up either being burned or landfilled, which causes air, soil, as well as water pollution. So a shift to manufacturing mulches which are biodegradable is crucial as an environmentally safe as well as a sustainable choice, mostly because these can be tilled into the soil. A truly biodegradable mulch will be broken down by microbes, which can either bioassimilate the carbon or mineralize into CO2. However, the mechanism of how this happens in the soil or the various microbes that are doing this process is not very well characterized. Also, there has been a lot of studies conducted on microbes degrading pure polymer films or pure polymers, but not a lot on blends of different polymers, which is typically the composition of these mulch films. Along with having blends in them, they also contain other additives such as plasticizers and carbon black. So in this study, we aim to enrich and characterize BDM degrading microbes from soil collected from an agricultural field site in Tennessee, which is shown here on the right. So to begin with, this is a conceptual diagram of how typically an enrichment works. So soil inoculum is added to a carbon-free minimal media with plastic as the sole carbon source. And through time, only the microbes that are able to use this plastic as the carbon source are enriched and outcompete the other microbes. So this was done at 30 degrees Celsius for 3 weeks. And during that time, I also monitored CO2 evolution as a proxy for biodegradation. And at the end of it, I ended up plating them onto minimal agar plates with plastic as the sole carbon source to isolate pure colonies. The table here lists the various BDMs that I used in my study. So these are manufactured by different companies. And as we see here in the composition column, they are blends of several different polymers like polylactic acid and polyhydroxyalkanoids. Moving on to some of the data, the graph on the left-hand side shows the CO2 evolution data after 3 weeks. So along the y-axis, we have the carbon dioxide in parts per million, and the x-axis shows the various treatments, or the BDMs. The yellow bar indicates the treatment flasks, which had, along with BDM, also soil inoculum, and the brown bars indicate the control flasks, which had only added BDM but no soil inoculum. The red bar was another set of control flasks, which only had soil inoculum but no BDM added. As we see, carbon dioxide evolution increased over time, with treatments having higher CO2 evolution than controls for 3 of the 4 BDMs tested. I also weighed the plastics at the end of 3 weeks to look for mass loss, and as we see, most of these plastics lost mass over time, with at least 3 of the 4 BDM treatments losing more mass than the controls. I also further went on to do some confocal microscopy using a laser scanning confocal system to look for microbial activity on the plastic. So as we clearly see, the treatment plastics have much more microbial growth on them than the control flasks, indicating biodegradation. And after obtaining the consortium of microbes through my enrichment, I further went on to do some pure culture work. And for these two BDMs shown here, we see from left to right in each picture, it's the negative control plate without any added carbon source. The plate in the middle is the one which has only plastic as the carbon source, and the right-hand one is the positive control with glucose as the carbon source. And we clearly see isolated colonies on the plates with plastic, which indicates that the enrichment was successful. And we are now in the process of characterizing these microbes. And there's a lot more to this study, but I cannot cover all that now. So please come and visit me at my poster, 402. It's tomorrow at 2 to 4 p.m. Thank you.